It's time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You know, we've had some wonderful, wonderful programs, and we wanted to give you a chance to recall and refresh your memory of some of the past programs. If you've been listening to the program for a while, you will remember many of these, and we pulled out the highlights. If you haven't been listening and you hear something here that you really enjoy, you can go to www.friendships.org. Look on the left-hand side of the screen. You'll find a little white box that says Listen to Radio Friendships. Click on that and you will find every program that we've ever aired, including the ones you'll hear today. So you want to hear them in their entirety, please go back and check those out. Download them or listen to them right from your computer. They will be listed there by the name of the person, the date they were aired, and also a short description of what the program was about. So you should be able to find everything you need right there. And if you have any trouble finding it, please call us at 337-433-5022. And if you didn't catch the number now, please stay tuned for the end of the program. It will be repeated at the very end. Well, for now, let's get started with Don Tipton on a program that was aired on May 30th. Recently, Don Tipton, the founder and president of Friendships Unlimited, was invited to speak at the Topeka First Assembly in Topeka, Kansas. Well, we have brought you that speech today, as Don Tipton encourages the assembly to live out their faith by making wise choices.
We have choices. Life living for God is a choice. That's why we're here. I'm convinced that while we're here, everything we do, everything we taste, everything we feel is a choice. I'll serve God. This is a choice. And you put your boundaries up for God. These are all choices, and God wants to know, where are those boundaries? Today, where are you? One time Sandra was praying, and she said, Lord, when you were here in human form, walking the earth, what did you see that really excited you? What did you see? A bird flying? A fabulous sunset? What wonders of the earth impressed you? And she felt the Lord said, watching man make his choices. Because it was even more interesting for him because he saw into your life. He knew the things you were dealing with. He knew the things that mattered. He can get really powerful. Because he's all powerful. Believe your God because he has the power and he's waiting to demonstrate. Give him the opportunity. He loves you.
Joining us here on the program is Rebecca St. James. There are musicians out there that have a heart and a mission behind their songwriting and their music. Rebecca St. James is just such one of those type people. Let's listen to a song called Wait for Me by Rebecca St. James. I have a statement, more of a quote from you that really caught my attention. It says, immorality is glamorized everywhere, on TV, in movies, and in most music today. But the truth is, the most joyful, beautiful, exciting romance is one that is pure. It is also the most free. Pure romance is not bound by sexual addiction or selfish motives and desires. Now, Rebecca, that is the theme and the heartbeat behind that song, but also the book. So why don't you tell us how the song came about and how that transformed into the book?
The song and the book happened through a True Love Waits rally that I attended when I was about 16 and just starting in music. And so I committed to purity there at that rally, and because it's a real passion of mine to see other young people seeing the beauty of God's way. I've had girls that have come up to me for years now and said, that's my song, you know, that's the song that encourages me to wait for my husband. And guys that have heard it that have said, it's awesome to know that there's girls out there that are praying for their husbands and waiting, and it helps me to wait and hold out for her.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Sandra Tipton and Don Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I'm so happy that you joined us today because we are honored to have with us Karen Dunham. welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
We did a show earlier, and one of our first shows here at Radio Friendships, and it was so exciting and so well received that we knew you would be anxious to hear from Karen again. So she's visiting in the States here, waiting actually to get on a plane to return to Israel, to Jericho, where she works with the Living Bread International Church, which she founded in Jericho. So we're just stealing a few minutes of her time here to give us an update. What's happening, Karen?
Oh, it's just an incredible move of glory. The Israeli army recommended us to be an NGO, which is like a humanitarian outreach like UN or Red Cross. And we've moved our corporate office to Jerusalem. And we're now moving into Haisha refugee camp in Bethlehem. We're in Al-Arub in Hebron. And we're also visiting some people that are living in caves. Through the army recommending us to visit them that are out of water. And the church has grown to be a sign and a wonder for internationals all around the world. We have tour buses there every week coming to see with their own eyes all these Muslims lifting their hands to Jesus Christ and learning in Arabic about Jesus. You know, the first 3 years, we went through bombs, we went through a lot of tribulation, but what happened is we blew right into the glory of God.
The bombs blew you into the glory of God.
Something has gone wrong, especially in the area of the youth today. Well, that's not completely true, because there are a lot of young minds today that are on fire for their Lord Jesus Christ, and they're not ashamed to say so. Well, some of you may not even realize, but we have a wonderful program here at Friendships Unlimited, which is called the RAMP program. That stands for the Relief Apprenticeship Missions Program. Today we have with us someone that is a part of our RAMP program to share a little of his testimony, and that would be Jordan Renwick.
My focus wasn't on the Lord there for a while. Got into a bunch of different things. I mean, real easy to lose focus. I mean, Satan obviously wants us to lose that focus. He doesn't want us to keep our eyes on the Lord, because we'd all be Christians then. God wants the best for us. It took hitting rock bottom for me to really realize I needed the Lord, and that there really was no other way. I came to a point where I honestly said to myself that I'm so deep in sin that God doesn't care anymore, so why should I care? You give up hope.
But something made you make a choice for the good. What was that?
Whenever I'd have little breakthroughs, there'd be like little cracks in that shell. God was like, come on, just turn to me, submit, and you can finally do what I've called you to do. There are a lot of reasons why I am here now. Started researching on the internet different missions that I could get into to hopefully spark God in my life. And my dad said, what about living on a ship for a year?
We have a great guest today, Hunter Lundy.
Sandra, we went to Nairobi and Kenya, and we went with a group of ministers from around the country, led by the team of Pastor Marvin Gorman and his wife and an evangelist named Jan Vinder. You saw all the gifts of God working in the service every day, and you see a hunger of people that you don't see here sometimes in the States. And people say, why is that the case? And I said, well, materialism can affect the work of God. And I think in our flesh and how we get caught up in materialistic things and we live in this comfort zone, that it affects our spiritual growth, our spiritual desire. Now, I've seen poverty, and we've seen it here in the United States, but you just can't imagine the poverty that you see in Africa. It's easy to express sympathy. Of course, Jesus said it's not about sympathy, it's about compassion. So there are people that came to this conference seeking a touch of God, seeking a word from God, seeking a change in life. So when you put that kind of faith and that kind of desire in a service, then you see miracles. You see it happen like I've never seen it before.
You know, I spent a couple of months in Nairobi once upon a time, quite a number of years ago, and I saw something that shocked me, Hunter. I know when you're talking about the poverty, I've never seen anything like this even since. People begging on the street who were basically just upper torsos. They had been so deformed. They had no lower torso, just pulling themselves around with their arms and begging, and it just rocks you to your soul. when you realize that there are countries that don't have any help for people like this, that there's no social security, there's no welfare. They're just out there on their own. And we realize we're rich, no matter how poor we are here. And when you're talking about the hunger and the hardness toward the Lord sometimes in our comfort zone, I was reminded of Jesus saying how difficult it was for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Yet these guys, well, when you say that they walked to come to the conference, you mean they walked miles, not just walked down the street.
Right. Slept on the ground. Stayed on the campus of the church the whole week.
Just so they weren't in some cushy room that the church had built off to the side. They just camped out to stay there to drink from the word.
You're listening to a podcast special of Radio Friendships that may be found on our website at www.friendships.org. Today on Radio Friendships, we have Mrs. Swashbuckler as our guest. Actually, her name is Brenda Hager. First of all, why don't you tell us how you came up with that nickname anyways?
Mrs. Swashbuckler? Well, my husband and I have the privilege of owning an indoor football team here in town, and we named it the Swashbucklers. It's just got a great meaning to it. It means somebody who gets knocked down and gets back up and keeps fighting. That's pretty much a testimony of my life.
So you wear this nickname with honor.
Exactly.
Can you just give us an overview of some of the things that are going on behind the scenes?
We really try to reach out to underprivileged kids. One of the things we have is called an Angel Care Program, and the community buys tickets for these children who either are abused or in dire straits. It's any kid that wants to come, they can come and get fed physically, and then they get fed spiritually too. So once you meet those physical needs, you can just reach right in and talk to their soul.
Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Something in your life changed to where you have a heart now for people outside of your own little social circle. Mm-hmm. What happened to change your mind about these things?
Wow, that's a soft spot. There's been a number of things that have happened in my life, and at one time in my life, I hated God. I couldn't understand why things happened the way they did. Let's just say that childhood wasn't the best. There was a lot of abuse. You name it, it happened.
Oh, this seems so real to you. I mean, this is something that listeners can't see, but I just watched an amazing transformation happen across the table. It was had eyes full of tears thinking of the past. As soon as you started talking about God's love, man, your eyes lit up full of joy. I mean, this is very, very real to you.
It is. It is.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Sandra Tipton and Don Tipton at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We have with us Kayleen Whitley, all the way from the Gold Coast in Australia. Kayleen was a tremendous part of the Friendships team for many years, and a short time ago felt led to return to her home country of Australia, where she's serving now as missions director. Today we want to tell the listeners a little bit about Cambodia. Now, can you tell us how you're involved with a mission in Cambodia?
We're involved with it's called the Shi Rescue Home in Cambodia. Our main church in Brisbane first started this off. What it is that they're working with child prostitutes in Cambodia. They're setting up safe homes, and what they're doing is they're bringing the children into there, educating them, they're counselling them, and it's just getting them off the streets. They have a team of people there that are Cambodians that are working, you know, undercover and in all different ways to get the children out. I mean, some of the kids are as young as 3 years old, and up to basically around about 14 or 15 is the average age. And they have them in this massive big, like, hotel, which is on the main street, and everybody knows what's going on there, but it's protected by the corruption and everything there. But it's just like a waiting hotel where the kids are just kept and waited until they're shipped overseas to wherever the demand is.
And these are Cambodian children that are one way or another removed from their parents and then are made to be sex slaves, basically, for on an international basis?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, hideous. Some of the stories are just unbelievable.
We have Chris Wales with us here in the studio today. Chris Wales is the founder and director of Difference Makers Ministries. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Difference Makers Ministry is a fairly new ministry that started in January of 2007. And the basic premise behind the ministry is that there is a need in the local church for believers to be discipled. The local church does a lot of wonderful things, but one of the things that we have found over time is that believers who have been believers for a long period of time have not really established a deep, deep abiding following for the Lord Jesus. And so back in the fall of 2006, the Lord put upon my heart a vision to begin a ministry exclusively designed to disciple believers, men and women alike, to teach them how to follow the Lord, because you can't walk with God until you first learn how to follow after Him. The goal, the whole idea of being in a relationship with Jesus Christ is to be like Him. And I think we've fallen short in that journey to maturity because the emphasis was put on what we do instead of who we are. We were taught that a life of morality, a life of ethics, a life of integrity would be the key to spiritual intimacy and maturity. And we did all of those things, but yet we felt something missing. And the something missing was we didn't sense an intimacy with the Lord Jesus. And that intimacy is built whenever we live out of our identity, which is His identity. One of the themes of Difference Makers is the idea that it's about identity, not activity.
There is a powerful group of people in this world that have been around a very long time. And they have this amazing power that when we look upon them, we not only see ourselves more clearly, but also we can see the handiwork and craftsmanship of God. This group of people, they'll bring tears to women's eyes. They also have the ability to make the grumpiest of men turn into the most soft-hearted gift bearers. Who am I talking about? Children. Well, we have just such one of those type people here today, young Elise Condren. Well, first of all, Elise, how old are you?
Well, right now I am 10.
And you have been on ships since you were how old?
I came here when I was about 3 and a half.
3 and a half. So about all you can remember is ships, maybe a little bit before that.
A little.
So you've had many adventures since you've been here.
Of course.
Why don't you tell us about some of the missions that you've been on?
The very first time at sea that I was on, it wasn't actually a real mission. We just brought the Spirit of Grace from Seattle through the Panama Canal to Galveston. And then I've also been to Israel. And on the Israel mission, we stopped by Greece.
So you've seen a lot of this world before you were even, let's say, 9.
Yes.
Do you remember the waves and the open sea?
I like the movement because it's just so relaxing. And when you want to go to bed, it kind of helps you go to sleep. And I was very lucky because my brother and I were the only ones that didn't get seasick.
That's very important on a trip to Israel. Port Mercy is blessed with a lot of people that come to volunteer on the weekend and throughout the week. We have with us today, we've seen around Port Mercy quite a bit, but we didn't see her for a little while. So we wondered what happened. Turns out she was in Africa on a missionary trip, and that's Erin Marino.
We watched a video called Invisible Children, The Rough Cut. And I sat there that night for over an hour and just cried.
Why? What was the video about?
The video Invisible Children tells the story of child soldiers in northern Uganda that are abducted by a rebel group and brainwashed to kill and do brutal things to even their own family members and people they live among.
So these rebel forces are taking young children and teaching them to fight for their causes, kill other people, kill other children?
Yes, they resorted to abducting children to keep their movement alive.
Wow. These children have been deeply affected by this, correct?
Yes. A lot of the work that I was involved in with the organization was directly in the secondary school system. The kids there have grown up knowing nothing but war. So at a time now where there comes peace, a lot of it is about rebuilding and trying to give them a better education because they've gone through primary school fighting for their lives and fearing for their lives.
Literally.
Yes. Luke 17:9-10. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. I did not go over there and do anything on my own, but all I did was answer God's call."
Wow.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And that music in the background is Jason Bellard playing Scarlet Chord.
At some point in time, I just became very rebellious as a kid. And I know that I had a demon, and some people might consider that kind of crazy, but they're real and they do possess people. And I couldn't stand to, much less hear the name of Jesus, listen to Christian music or any of that. I mean, it made me cringe, just the sound of it. Didn't particularly know the reason except that I hated it. I know now what that was.
Let me ask you this, because I know that Satan's, all the demons, one of their best deceptions is that they don't exist. So at this time, did you even have a suspicion that you had a demon?
Probably at that time I would have more embraced it than anything, because I enjoyed being a wicked person. It took me a long time to realize that even though I hated Christ, he still loved me. Yeah, that was probably a hard realization. You know, the scripture says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is how God commended his love towards us. And that's the truth to anyone who's listening. I mean, I was a person who, my mama would send me ceramic crosses for my birthday, and I would chunk them at people's doorsteps. I'd scream to the sky and curse God. I moved out of a trailer that my mom ended up, the landlord called my mom, and she came to look at the trailer. She called me crying, asking what did God ever do to me, because I had such horrible blasphemies about Jesus Christ on the wall. And through all that, God still gave me the privilege to come to him.
We're talking about people that are struggling with some kind of stranglehold of addiction, such as gambling, drinking, pornography, the list goes on and on, and they leave a wake of destruction in its path. And it's not just the person that is suffering from it, it has collateral damage that is affecting people throughout this nation and the world. So today I want to introduce to you Susan Brennan, better known as Obi. She's the executive director of Christians in Recovery.
Christians in Recovery started out when the internet was in its infancy. We were online actually in 1991, and that's before AOL or MSN or, you know, any of these other online companies. We just saw the internet as just, it was going to be a powerful tool to help people. We could see all around us people who were not going to church, people who felt removed from the Lord, that the Lord was distant from them. Many people were suffering with various addictions or dysfunctional behaviors. It could be drinking or drugs, it could have been gambling, sexual addiction, depression, anxiety, fear, all these things working in people's lives. And people were ashamed of how they're feeling, but they were too afraid to go to their church or go to their pastor. And they didn't want people to know, you know, what was going on inside of them. And I thought, boy, you know, the internet, that's a place where people can interact with one another, and they don't have to reveal their identity. They can remain as anonymous as they want. Perhaps they'd open up a little bit.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Radio Friendships as we walk through some of our past programs, which are podcasts on our website at www.friendships.org. There you will find every broadcast that has ever been aired. If you have any questions about Friendships or the podcast, please call us at 337-433-5022. Make sure you join us again next time on Radio Friendships. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.
If you're looking for the reason God created you, for a meaningful way to spend your days and an effective way to serve God, why not live the dream? Friendships is an international Christian relief organization providing disaster relief, medical services, and humanitarian aid. All staff are volunteer and there is no charge to participate. All skills are needed, willing hearts of all ages. If you're a recent high school graduate and would like to spend a year working in and learning about relief missions while seeking God's will for your life, ask about our apprenticeship program. Medical personnel, register with us for international missions. Friendships.org. The kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.